Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
We have a special number that you can call and leave a message for old Saint Nick himself.
Yeah, we'll give you Santa's cell phone number in just a second. But, you know, we're in tight with him. He lets us check his voicemails to find out what Metro Atlantans are asking Santa for this year. Are you ready?
Yes.
Please enter your password. New messages.
Hi, Santa. My daughter really needs a husband for Christmas.
I do not.
She needs a baby daddy for Christmas. She has two, but they both suck. Can we give her a baby daddy, a good, reliable, dependable, honest, trustworthy man for Christmas? She's single. Anybody want to call her?
Next message.
Santa, we got three of them in the car.
Four.
That's acting up.
Four.
Carly, Kinsley, and Brooklyn.
And John.
Put them on the naughty list.
Next message.
Hi, Santa. I just came back from the grocery store with Mommy, and she just cooked them some chicken Alfredo. Mm, huh. And I met two very, very nice people at the grocery store. One was a man, he was tall, and a cardboard box fell, and he was going to pick it up, and he just seemed really nice, so I want to put him on the nice list.
Aww.
And the second person I want to put on the nice list, she was also at the grocery store. I wanted to put the broccoli and asparagus back where it belonged, and she helped me to find out where it belongs because I didn't know where it went. And I don't know their names or anything, but I just want to put them on the nice list. They're both grown up.
End of message.
There you go. You guys ready for Santa's cell phone number?
What I want to know before we get to Santa's cell phone number is, why was Dawn so thirsty to be naughty? Do you know she was the one, there's not three, there's four of us on the naughty list. I'm on there.
All right, you want to call Santa, 404-954-1731. Again, 404-954-1731. Call Santa, leave a message, naughty list, you want to leave your gift list, all that stuff.
And then listen for it on the radio.
Tad, Drex, and Kara's Merry Little Christmas, helping Atlanta families in need this holiday season.
Tad, Drex, and Kara's Merry Little Christmas. This is where we've adopted 15 local families who are struggling to make Christmas happen. And we're asking for your help buying presents. The Bryant family is one of those families we want to help. Tiffany Bryant is a single mom. She's got four boys. She also just took in her five-year-old niece.
Wow.
She just lost her mom and is in the process of losing her house.
Oh.
And she had asked for a basketball hoop for her boys at a cost of $224, which we know is a lot of money to ask you to spend on somebody that's a complete stranger to you, no matter how difficult their situation. And the guy who stepped up and bought that basketball hoop is on the phone. We wanted to talk to Daniel in Gainesville.
Oh, I got all you guys on the phone.
Yeah, we're all here, yeah.
You buy a basketball hoop for a family in need, you get all of us.
The only reason I called about it is, obviously, it's about the kids having a great time and, you know, enjoying Christmas. But, you know, also as a parent, I have two daughters, and I've struggled very hard most of their life. And it's hard to be a parent and not be able to give your kids something. Mm-hmm. So for me, buying this basketball hoop, really, it's for the kids, but also to let this parent know that it's okay. They'll get through it. There'll be better times. There'll be better Christmases. And hopefully this helps to make this one a good one.
And you just put your money where your mouth is, and you just lifted a giant burden for this mom who has kids that are saying, Mom, this is all we want. Yeah. And her looking at this $225 item saying, how am I going to, I want to do that for my kids. How am I going to do that? Well, they have an angel in you. coming into the rescue.
There is another side of this story. The only reason I listen to the radio station is because a few years ago I went through a really rough divorce, and I have two daughters, and it was hard to connect with them at that time. Mm-hmm. And I would take them to school. I couldn't live with them, but I got to take them to school every day. And we were trying to find a radio station that we could agree on, and we were listening to the Ride at Five with Kara. I guess, you know, now it's smarter if you're smarter than Kara.
Right.
And that became like our morning routine. And it was like how we connected every morning. So it was pretty cool. So that's the only reason I'm even here. So it's just cool. Like, and that happened years ago.
Daniel, that's the only reason I'm here.
Right.
No, I mean, because growing up, I had a for sure. But I mean, I had a tough situation living at home, and the only time I ever felt like I was part of a family is when I would listen to morning radio. And so that's why I do what I do, is to maybe I can give somebody the opportunity to make them feel like they're part of a family. So you just played my heart like a fiddle, man.
Yeah, because it is. It's companionship.
Yeah.
It is more than just, you know, people like having laughs and stuff. It'll mm-hmm. keep you company. It brings families together. And I can see the tears in Drex's eyes right now. This is
my Christmas gift right here.
Oh, dude, I'm having a hard time even having this conversation because I'm choking up. I'm glad to help the family and everything. And it's just to be able to tell you guys the story. It really changed us. It's just so hard to be a parent and not be able to give these things to your kids.
That's why these families need our help.
Absolutely. And the Bryants only had 9 gifts on their registry. Thankfully, you guys have chipped in, and all 9 of those gifts have been purchased.
Awesome.
But right. Tiffany's still a mom of 5 kids now, and she's losing her home, and she's just lost her mom. She didn't ask for one thing. So if you'd like to help this family out a little bit and play Secret Santa for them, you can send a digital gift card to christmas@b985.com. That would be the best thing, and we can just give that right to them, and they can take care of their needs.
Oh, so you can go anywhere like Target or Walmart or Amazon.
Absolutely.
And they look, you know, who do you want to send this to? If you put in that email address, christmas@b985.com, we can then get it to Tiffany. Okay, cool.
That's right.
A lot of these families need help beyond Christmas, so mm-hmm. we really, really do appreciate Daniel telling his story and calling us up and taking that time and, of course, buying that $224 mm-hmm. item that he's not, like he was saying, I'm a construction worker. I'm not, you know, Daddy Warbucks who's just throwing money around, but it really touched him. So thank you, Daniel, and everybody else who's given in our Merry Little Christmas. If you have a fake tree, a lot of times people say, oh, you got a fake tree. You can almost hear the judgment in their voice. Oh, fake tree. And you're like, yeah. And when you've heard the stories that I've heard, you say that proudly. Yeah, it's a fake tree. I don't know who would be crazy enough to go out into the wilderness where who knows what's in the tree. And you say, oh, come on, that can't be real.
It's got to be, you know, the Christmas Vacation with Chevy Chase.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
You know, the squirrel in there and all the issues with mm-hmm. the tree. Like, somebody didn't just imagine that. It probably happened in real life and like, you know, this would make a great movie. Let's build this into the plot line.
Every year a new story, like I think last year, maybe the year before, we heard about in Australia, which is where everything crazy happens. I would never buy a tree in
it's
Australia.
Like the Florida of the Southern Hemisphere.
Right.
There was a koala bear in the tree, which is a little bit extreme. And then my good friend Rob, when I was working in Rhode Island, told this story on the radio. He was the guy that did traffic on my show.
Yeah.
And so I actually asked him, I was like, you got to call and tell the tree story. What happened?
This was back in 2001, first year we were married. Julie and I, first Christmas, we go out into the wilderness like Clark Griswold and get our own family Christmas tree. We went way out into the woods. We picked it. We had it cut down, brought it home, set it up. It was a nice, like, 9-10 footer. We loved it, decorated it. So that night, we put on some Christmas music. We sit down on the couch. All of a sudden, we started hearing some rustling. So my wife says, what's going on? Let's check it out. There's something going on there. I was like, no, there's nothing there. Just relax. Next thing you know, a mouse jumps out of the tree. And I didn't see it. So I'm like, what is wrong with you? Calm down. There's nothing there. Until I see 3 more mice jump out.
No.
So now they're on the loose, and we don't know where they are. At least 3 mice that we know of that are at large inside the house.
Are they still there, Rob?
They could be.
What about you? What'd you find in your tree? 404-741-0985. 985. Ashley in Jonesboro.
It was a praying mantis nest.
Ew.
And it's hatched. So my husband and I were like hanging out watching TV one night, and we started seeing these little things all over the wall, and we're like, what is that? And then we looked closer, hundreds of them.
Hundreds?
All over my house.
Oh,
yes.
My gosh. How do you get those out?
Well, you know, they're good for killing bugs, so we probably should have relocated them, but I was so freaked out, we just...
You just lived in the house,
No.
You burn it down.
The house down.
We squashed them all. We got rid of them. Oh, we killed them.
Hundreds of them, though?
Yes.
There's no way, Ashley, that you slept well that first night. Like, you had to have felt them crawling all over you.
Oh, yeah. It was terrible. You never hardly see them in the wild, and next thing you know, they're in our house.
After they mate, doesn't the female eat the male's head?
And
your husband's got to be like, is this a sign? What's going on?
Yeah.
Ashley, do you guys still do real Christmas trees, or was that enough to flip you to the fake?
No.
No, we do. My husband is the same. Like, he's all about tradition and going to cut it down, but we definitely inspect it more closely now following that event.
Balsam Hill sells very realistic looking trees. You get a pine scented candle, you good.
It's all about the pre-lit, right?
Yes.
Kara keeps you in the know every morning. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
724, we are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Going to be chilly this morning. Sun and clouds warming up later on with a high in the upper 60s, 47 right now. Hawks in Indiana to play the Pacers tonight at 7. What else is up, Kara?
Police over in Noonan have gone Hollywood in an attempt to drive home some warnings about crime during the holidays. So they teamed up with the Grinch to produce a little social media video. This is pretty hilarious. In it, the Grinch is up to his usual holiday antics, trying to ruin Christmas, and is caught by police going through someone's car. It's almost 2 minutes long and has gone viral. So in it, police are trying to get us to make sure that we lock our doors and park in well-lit areas, okay, and keep valuables out of sight and locked in the trunk. And if you see something, say something. The normal things we should be doing, but right, we kind of forget because of the hustle and bustle of the holiday. Do you guys use any of those meal kit services like HelloFresh or Blue Apron?
Yeah, we use a company called Dinner Affair. They used to advertise in our station anymore, and they don't now, but it's really good. Yeah.
Well, you might want to look into Platefully. It's a local startup that's focusing on providing fresh, delicious meals, but is also making a big difference in our community. Their meal kits are pay what you can. So those in need can get meals free of charge or for just a few dollars, and the rest of us that are able to pay a regular amount, I think it's $10, for a meal for four people something like that. It's
nice.
It's very affordable, and it's very healthy. The head chef and co-founder came up with the idea after experiencing his own difficulties at the beginning of the pandemic. So he's already seen a huge impact on what these meals have done for our community. So it's a great local company that we should be back in, and I mean, maybe save a couple of dollars.
Love it.
What was the name of it again?
It's called Platefully. Okay. So it's got kind of a weird web address. It's plateful.ly. And that'll take you to the menu, and you can order through there or just make a donation if you'd like.
Nice. Cool.
Now, the Queen of Hearts does not come to you. You go to the Queen. Adele announced yesterday that she's going to be saying hello to a Las Vegas residency after all. The rumors were running a while ago.
Dude,
but
how many Adele references are you going to make in this story?
I'm doing good,
the
right?
Rumors?
I mean,
it's just...
But she shut everything down in an interview saying that there just wasn't a good place available. So she was either trying to throw us off the scent, or the Coliseum over at Caesar's Palace made room for her.
Uh-huh.
Because beginning January 21st, she'll be taking the stage on weekends through April 16th. Now, the tickets go on pre-sale next Tuesday, but they're going to be tricky. So here's the deal. You have to be a verified fan through Ticketmaster to be able to get tickets.
Mm-hmm.
It's free. You've got to register for that now, but they'll send you a special code when the tickets go on sale to get you in.
If you want tickets to Adele in Vegas, go ahead and start buying merch now, because that's
right?
What proves you are a fan, right?
Totally. This is going to be a super hot ticket. I mean, it would be a great Christmas gift, too, for somebody, but... Good luck.
Adele's got it figured out, man. I was at a Target over the holiday, and I saw her album, her latest album, mm-hmm. on vinyl. And I looked at the price tag, $37.50. And
whoa.
I'm like, first of all, that's a lot of money for vinyl.
Yeah.
You have to buy a turntable. Second of all, what hipster is buying an Adele album? None.
Forgive and forget with Tad and Drex on B98.5. You need forgiveness. We help you ask for it.
Debbie, a very uncomfortable Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, we had this thing happen with my son, and I hate going into the holidays feeling this way, and I just want to make sure that everything is okay.
So I understand that you and your husband, you've been having some hard times with your business, with like the pandemic and stuff.
Unfortunately, we're going to have to sell the business, and we're actually, you know, we've sold our house, and so
wow.
we were looking to move in with one of our sons. And so I asked our younger son at Thanksgiving about moving in with him. And I noticed that our older son, Blake, seemed to get, you know, a bit upset about this. And I just want to make sure that he's okay. I mean, he's got so much going on, and that's the reason we didn't want to burden him, because, you know, he and his wife were working and, you know, the kids in opposite directions, and we
right.
didn't want to add to that stress, so we thought it would be easier. But he was really upset, like we didn't come to him first about it. And I want to make sure that he knows that that's not the case.
Now, I don't know about you, Debbie, but my mom can kind of get wrapped up inside of her head sometimes. She'll think I'm mad at her, and it's all she thinks about for like a week. And I'm like, Mom, everything's fine. What's going on? But so is this like stewing in your brain?
I'm hoping I'm just blowing it out of proportion. I just kind of need a sounding board just to make sure that everything is okay with my boys.
Have you tried texting him or talking to him directly?
Of course. Obviously, I reached out. It's not like you're my first call. No offense. Love you all. But I mean, he responded to something else, but it had nothing to do with this. And every time I brought it up, it was just kind of radio silence.
Right.
It's almost like he's a teenager again. You know how you can go through that awkward silent because I can't say anything? Mm-hmm. That's what it feels like.
Why don't we call your son, Blake, and we'll try to find out why he's mad, and we'll try to get your forgiveness.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Forgive and forget on B98.5.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
You need forgiveness. Tad and Drex help you ask for it.
Debbie and her husband fell on some hard times due to the pandemic. They had to sell their business in their house. So they decided to ask their younger son if they could move in with him. And she says her older son was visibly upset. She doesn't want that kind of tension around the holidays. Debbie, sit tight. We're going to see if we can get you forgiveness. Let us talk to your son here for a second.
Hello, this is Blake.
Morning, this is Tad, Drex, and Kara. We're calling from B98.5. How are you?
Yeah, I'm well. I'm just a little busy. What's going on?
Well, we'll cut right to the chase. We understand there was a little tension at Thanksgiving last week in regard to your parents and their living situation.
Tension? Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, what is this? Am I on like a game show or something?
Well, no, we're just curious. You know, we heard your parents are having some issues financially and having to move out. And are you unhappy about their living situation or what's going on with them?
No, I'm not unhappy. They asked to move in and I said no.
Oh, they asked to move into your house?
Yeah. My dad came to me a month ago asking to move in with us, and I said, yeah, absolutely not.
Oh.
Well, there's somebody on the line that might be happy to hear that. This is a feature on our show called Not Your Wife. No, it's your mom, Debbie. This is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget, and she called because she thought that you were mad that they asked your younger brother, I guess, to move in with him.
So why did you not want us to move in with you? I thought you were upset because we didn't pick you first.
No, I wasn't upset about that. I'm not comfortable with you all living with me after you guys kicked me out of the house at 17. It feels weird giving you a living situation after I wasn't given one when I was growing up.
Blake, you cannot still be upset about that. That was almost 20 years ago, and we wanted you to go to school, and that was just part of the ultimatum. You can't still be thinking about that after almost 20 years.
Yeah, Blake, is there some resentment here about something that happened when you were young? What happened?
Specifically wanted me to go to medical school. I wanted to build my own business. I did it. No thanks to them. They kicked me out of the house. So I don't really know why I would help them find a living situation now.
Well, because they're your parents.
If we had any idea that rubbish cans were such a thing, We absolutely would have supported you, but we're small business owners. We know how hard it is. Look at the situation that we're in now.
I would have wanted you to support me even if I wasn't successful. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, you don't just get to come to me now and tell me we were wrong.
Can I just ask, I'm very curious, you are successful in a rubbish can. Your parents wanted you to go to medical school. You decided, no, there's money in rubbish? What exactly
Well, look,
do you...
when I was 16, I bought myself a truck and a power washer, right? And I would just go around cleaning out people's garbage cans, specifically after the trash day or whatever.
Okay.
They'd pay me a few bucks to clean out the inside of their garbage can.
Yeah.
And I've seen those
trucks
around.
There's a real market for that.
Yeah.
You know, so now I've got 8 trucks. And I'm making good money doing this. And at 17, I saw that. You know how long it takes to become a doctor?
Blake, this is a feature, as I mentioned, called Forgive and Forget. And it sounds to me like your mom is asking for forgiveness. Do you forgive her?
No, I'm not going to forget that it happened. But I know that I need to let it go.
Well, good, because your parents are sitting out in front of your house right now with all of their baggage.
That is not funny.
Surprise, Boobie. No, I mean, again, you're my little Boobsy baby, and you know I love you,
boy.
I always will.
Blake, do you forgive your mom for calling you her Boobsy baby on the radio?
Yeah, that might take longer.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Shauna invited her friend to go to the SEC championship game with her.
Ooh, nice.
But forgot to mention she expected that friend to pay for her tickets.
Uh-oh.
She needs forgiveness. Forgive and forget. Tomorrow morning at 7.
She's in the know about everything happening in pop culture. Can you beat her? It's Are You Smarter Than Kara on B98.5.
We are sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Juliana and Marietta, you think you got this?
I'm going to certainly try my best.
Kick our pop culture princess out of the studio, if you don't mind.
Get out of there, Kara.
I'm gone, Juliana. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. Kara's going to step out here while I ask you these 5 pop culture trivia questions. Then we'll bring Kara back in. We'll ask her the same questions. If you can answer more right than Kara, she's going to have to pay you $100. Ready?
All right. Yes,
Question
ready.
1, Adele announced she's going to kick off a Vegas residency at Caesar's Palace next year. Vegas is commonly referred to as what city?
Sin City.
Number 2, toy maker Little Tykes is going to sell a stationary bike this Christmas called the Pelican, basically just a kid's version of what adult stationary bike?
The Peloton.
Number 3, cops have arrested the FedEx driver who dumped 400 packages in an Alabama river. Name the Brown delivery service that's headquartered here in Atlanta.
UPS.
Number 4, country artist Chris Young will host a free concert following the SEC championship game Saturday night. What 2 colleges are playing in that game?
Georgia and Alabama.
Finally, number 5, HBO released a new trailer for the upcoming Sex and the City reboot. Here's a huge question. What fashion company makes Carrie Bradshaw's iconic blue satin high heels?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, hold on.
This is why Drek said no man
right.
would ever be able to get this.
Oh, I can picture them right now, and I'm like, Louboutin.
Okay.
Christian Louboutin.
Bring Carrie back, or Kara back in.
Carrie
on the mind.
Carrie Wilson. Juliana just slipped up on that last one, but did really well.
Kara's here, ready for the same questions. Number 1, Adele be doing a Vegas residency. They call Vegas what city?
Sin City.
That's what Juliana said, 1-1.
Number 2, toy maker Little Tykes going to sell a stationary bike this Christmas called the Pelican, which is basically a kid's version of what adult stationary bike?
The Peloton.
Yeah, they're smart with that branding. 2-2, that's what Juliana said.
Number 3, cops arrested a FedEx driver who dumped 400 packages into an Alabama river. Name the Brown delivery service that's headquartered in Atlanta.
UPS.
That's what Juliana said as well, 3-3.
Number 4, country artist Chris Young will host a free concert following the SEC championship game Saturday night. What 2 colleges are playing in the game?
Georgia and Alabama.
That's exactly right. That's what Juliana said. We're tied at 4.
Number 4, HBO released a new trailer for the upcoming Sex and the City reboot. What fashion company makes Carrie Bradshaw's iconic blue satin high heels.
Oh, Milano Blahnik. Manolo Blahnik.
There we go. That's what we were looking for. That's the right answer.
Right. Oh, man.
All right. Juliana said Christian Louis Vuitton. It was probably between those two. All right. Final score this morning. A great game. 5-4. Juliana and Marietta, you're smarter than Kara.
I am not smarter than Kara.
All right, Kara, your new record, 1,167 wins and 38 losses.
Sorry, Juliana.
That's okay. Last time we played, we tied it, or I think we tied at 4, tied at 5 or something. So I lost last time I played you, too.
Oh, man.
Listen,
that's okay.
You'll get her next time, okay? Thank you so much. We do it every weekday morning at 6:35 and 7:35. And everybody else that wants to play can sign up at taddrexandkara.com. You have a great day, Juliana.
Thank you, too, you guys. Have a great day.
It was the perfect idea. I thought of you, Drex, because I was like, this is perfect. Uh-oh. What could possibly go wrong?
Did you buy something at wholesale price and resell it to some unsuspecting victim to make a profit?
No.
Yes.
This guy got pulled over, and he was getting a field sobriety test.
Yeah.
While that field sobriety test was going on, his friend in the back seat of the car, who was sitting there watching this whole thing, decided to call 911 and report a crime in the area, hopefully to lure the officer away from the field.
Oh, my gosh.
Here's the 911 call.
911, where is your emergency?
Speedway gas station on McCorkle Avenue.
Okay, what's going on there?
There are currently two black guys with guns literally robbing someone in their car, but they have, like, straight guns pulled out on the dude.
Can you still see the two black males?
Yep. They're both just in dark clothes. One's in gray sweatpants. Both black hoodies with masks on.
So, that officer who's answering the phone call, the dispatch or whatever, thought something sounded fishy. Guy seemed a little calm.
Yeah.
So how did they foil this?
Dispatchers then noted that the caller who dialed 911 was actually near the traffic stop and not near the store that was allegedly robbed. When dispatchers called the phone back, a phone in the back seat of the car then started ringing.
Man.
Busted!
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code STAPLE20.